Wake up. It's the Morning Motivation with Brittany Daniel.
Hey, guys. Good morning and happy Monday. I hope you guys are doing well today. It is a new week. We are entering March, but it is February 28th. Shout out to my little sister. Happy birthday. It's my little baby sister's birthday today. So happy birthday, Briah. Doubt you're watching. She should be getting ready for school. But thank you guys so much for tuning in. We are entering March. Today is the last day of February. Wow, time is flying. I hope you guys had a beautiful and blessed weekend. Go ahead and load up the chat with the good mornings. I will be shouting you guys out really, really soon. Let's just talk about it for a second. So I spent this weekend, I just shut down for a little bit. I had my nieces and nephew. I had Jordan, Jacoby, and Joni with me this weekend. So I was a mom of three. I guess you can say, or an aunt of three this weekend. So that was a lot of fun. Having three children at one time when you go from zero to three, it's really interesting. So I did that this weekend, hardly was on social media. I posted one thing on my Instagram, but I really, really shut down. And that's what inspired this or today's episode, is shutting down so we can tune in. I noticed that there's so many distractions, social media, YouTube, Instagram, Facebook. So many things are just constantly coming at us and distracting us. And sometimes it can be hard to hear God's voice when we're so distracted. Sometimes it can be hard to hear our own voices. So we're going to talk about that today. I'm going to go to the comments and shout you guys out. We're going to say our morning prayer and jump into today's video. Good morning. Good morning, LaDonna. Good morning, Nelson. Good morning, She Amber. Good morning, Destiny. Good morning, Turquoise. Good morning, Nana. Good morning, Brianna. Good morning, Dasha. Good morning. Good morning, Lexi. Or is it Deja? Deja. Good morning, Lexi. Or Alexis. Good morning. Good morning. Good morning. I have some new faces. If you guys are new, do not forget to subscribe to my YouTube channel. Give this video a thumbs up. Go ahead and share with anybody who may be interested in any of these, or just share. You never know who might be interested. Good morning, Miss Charlene. Good morning, such a lady. How are you guys today? Why do people send text messages at 8 a.m.? Like, don't y'all got stuff to do? Like, I don't understand that. Unless it's crucially extremely important. Why do y'all start off the morning doing too much? Especially companies. Like, it's not even a personal text message. It's a whole company. Anyways, I hope you guys had a beautiful and blessed weekend. If this is your first time tuning in, good morning, Felicia. Go ahead and let me know where you guys are from. And then tell me also what you did this past weekend. Did you relax? Did you have a lot going on? Was it busy? I would love to know. Again, I spent my weekend with my nieces and nephew, and it was a really good time. I just kind of tuned out and was just enjoying the time. I barely even posted or did anything like that, which I think that we all need from time to time, because the world can be very chaotic. But let's say a quick morning prayer to get us started, and we'll jump right into it. So, dear Heavenly Father, thank you for waking us up today. I pray that everybody has a lot of energy, can tackle this week and tackle and slay any obstacles that may come before them. I pray for peace. I pray for just discernment, knowledge, wisdom, and intelligence for all listening, watching, and that will watch later. I pray that everybody goes after their biggest dreams and goals and desires this week, and just really tune into you and your voice and what they want for themselves along with you, and cut off any distractions we have from social media in the world. In your darling son Jesus' name, I pray, amen. Amen. And if you're not religious, you're not spiritual, or you believe in something else, it's totally fine. I hope that was okay that I prayed for you. And if not, it's okay. Hi, Lakeisha. How are you? Good morning. Good morning. So Naya says, good morning, Naya. Good morning from New York. What's up? What part of New York are you from? Cleaning the house kind of weekend. I feel that. I clean the house on Friday. I like to start off on Fridays, because when I feel like if I wait till Sunday to do everything, then it just, like, I spend my whole Sunday cleaning. So I hate that. I like to rest on Sundays. So I kind of like try to start on Friday, do a little Saturday, and then Sunday I'm just like, I don't like to do much on Sundays. But I hope you guys had a great, great, great weekend. But this was inspired. So how my process normally works for these, and this is why I wanted to start the Facebook group, or why I started the Facebook group. If you guys have not joined the Facebook group, please do. It will be in the description box. And I would love to hear your guys' take on the topics and what you guys want to hear about, see about, and everything like that. And if you ever do, just let me know in the comments. Hey, Brooklyn in the house. If you guys ever have like a topic, say, hey, I put a topic on Facebook. I really want you to check out because of all the platforms, you know, sometimes it gets lost in the sauce. So let me know if there's ever a topic that you guys want to talk about. But I normally pray about the topics like, hey, God, what should we talk about? And it normally does not come to me until the day of. I try to pre-plan these, you guys. I try to have it all suited and booted. And I wish I could give y'all a list of like, this is what we're talking about this week. But normally it doesn't come to okay, guys, I'm back. I don't know what that was about. I'm so sorry. I'm so sorry. Thank you guys for sticking around. That was really, really weird. Can you guys see me and hear me good now? I'm back. My bad. That was weird. Don't know what happened. Let me know if you guys can hear me and see me fine. Yeah, I didn't know what happened either. That was really weird. I'm like checking my internet, like asking my neighbors. Okay. I'm asking my neighbors, like, did our internet go out? Because this weekend they were working on our internet and didn't like let us know. And thank God it wasn't during a broadcast, because I would have been very upset. But we're back. So let's see, where was I? So I spent, so I normally pray about these topics. And what came to mind is shutting down so we can hear God, or shutting down so we can really in tune with what we want. And I talk about this a lot of time, but I really wanted this to drive home, because we get so much information. We get so many news broadcasts and, you know, opinions a lot of the time. Even this, even my show is opinion based most of the time. Yes, we take facts and I'll look up, you know, quotes or statistics, but it's still opinions a lot of the times. And we get so many that come at us each and every day. Good morning, Angie. We get so many that come at us each and every day. It's very hard to sometimes tune into what we want, tune into what we really think, because we can think one thing or have an idea of what we want. And I'll just take dating, for instance, right? We'll have an idea of what we want or what we think is okay. And then somebody will come on the internet and say their opinion. And then we'll be like, well, wait, is that how I should think? Or should I think like that? Or, oh, that person is right, so to speak, when nobody's really right or wrong. There's just a whole lot of opinions. And then I was looking at, somebody said something, I forgot who, I didn't even know who the girl was. And she mentioned something and I was like, wow, I see what she means by that. But then I had to stop and pay attention to who I was taking the advice from. And that's another thing is like, if we are paying attention to all these people, if we're paying attention to all of these narratives and all of these things, right? Do we even like the people that we're taking this advice from? Let's be 100% honest. Like even me, I would hate for you guys to take something that I said and maybe submerge it with your opinion as well. And don't like, and you guys don't like me, or the person that took that doesn't like who I am. And so I really thought that this would be a great topic, is to really shut down sometimes. And let me know if you guys ever took a social media break. Or I know it can be hard because we are programmed. Literally, these phones are programmed to get us addicted. You know, when they made these programs, they did it on purpose to get us addicted. Have you ever picked up your phone? You were maybe going to check the weather or maybe going to text someone, and you ended up on social media, or you ended up back on Instagram or Facebook, or doing something that you did not plan to do with your device. We get so distracted with these phones. I volunteer at a high school, and last Wednesday, you know, one of the young girls, she was talking about how she wasn't going to school because she needed to sleep and she felt like she didn't have any time. And so I had everybody in the class, all the girls, open up their phones and go to their settings. And we talked about how much time we spent on our devices and on our phones. And with all this information, no time in history have we had access, this much access to everyone at one time ever. And this is all new. So our brains, if we believe in science, I don't know if I believe this, but I'm not a scientist, so I don't know. But if we believe in science, and science says we've been on this planet for millions of years, and this is the first time in history in the last 12 years or so, 16 years, that we've had access, this much access to so many people, so many opinions at one time, our brains aren't basically built or prepared for all of this information, all this stimulation. Even watching watching my niece who's 2 on her iPad. And then I was just literally thinking about all the stimulation. Like we're constantly seeing videos. Instagram is going to videos. YouTube has been videos, but Facebook videos, like all of these videos, we're constantly being overly stimulized. We're constantly being fed information, shown things, even in movies. Like I watched Blood Diamond this weekend and it was really good, but it was very disturbing. And with all of the violence and all of, it's just a lot. And even though what's going on with Ukraine and just looking at that, and that's a whole movie in itself. It looks like one anyways. And just seeing what's going on with that, we're just really hyper-stimulated. So I really want to know, put in the comments, when is the last time you really took a break? When is the last time you shut down social media and just been with yourself, your own thoughts, and God? You know, when is the last time we've been bored? Because it's easy now to never be bored. We can stand in lines and go on social media to kill time, pretty much. Or we can just grab our phones when we're in the bathroom, or we're just always on. And I can't speak for, maybe I could just only speak for myself. I can't speak for you guys because I don't know if you guys are attached to this device as much as I am, or attached to social media as I am, especially if it's your job. It can be a lot. So I would really like to know, like, when's the last time you all have taken a break, a step back from social media, just to say, hey, you know what? For a few days, it's just going to be me. For a few days, it's going to be me and God. And I did that this morning. I prayed this morning. I woke up around 5 a.m. and I just asked God to like communicate with me and talk to me and tell me what was next. And really try to open that space for that communication. So I really want to know. I don't see anybody commenting, which y'all be all about the comments unless it's just stopped again. Okay, here we go. Can't remember honestly, but I will be doing so very soon. I think it's very healthy, you guys, because there'll be times where I'll think of something and the reason why I thought about it is because I heard somebody else say it, or maybe I wasn't thinking a certain way. And then I saw a podcast and it changed my whole perspective, or I saw just like a little short video on Instagram and it changed my whole perspective on what I thought and what I think and what God says. And it can be very like, how are we supposed to hear him? How are we supposed to hear our own thoughts when we're constantly always being fed things, always being shown things, always being told what we should think, what somebody else is thinking, what somebody else bought, what somebody, and it's great. Like we talked about that on Everything That Glitters Is in Gold. We talked about, you know, we can be inspired by people. I think it's dope that we get to see certain things, but depending on what we pay attention to is our reality, you know? Destiny says, I can't remember, honestly, and I'll be doing so very soon. Lakeisha said July. That's a long time. That was over 7 months ago. Amber says, my last break from everything was September to October. And I'm not saying, like, we all need our phones, right? We all need to be plugged in. So I'm not saying it has to be a drawn out amount of time, but maybe 24 hours, 48 hours, you know, just a little time to kind of get us centered back and focused. One time I gave up social media for Lent, and honestly, it changed how I viewed social media as a whole. And I haven't spent much time on it ever since. That's how I feel. Like when I got back on it this morning, I was like, ugh. I was like, ugh, I don't even want to be on Instagram. You know, Blue says, I've been doing the same and it's been divine. Absolutely. I don't know about the 5 a.m. No, you don't have to, Kiki, you don't have to get up as early as I am or anything like that. But I just woke up naturally at 5 and I just prayed and asked God to talk to me. And you don't have to do, that's what I'm saying. You don't have to do what I did. And I'm not saying I do that every morning, but it was the time that I woke up. I didn't ended up kind of dozing back off a little bit before I got up at 6:30, but that's just something to say is like, I wanted God to speak to me. I wanted him to tell me what was next. I wanted it not to be the first thing I do is pick up my phone. Because sometimes I pick up my phone in the morning just to wake my brain up. You know, sometimes I don't pick up my phone because I want to. I do it and I kind of scroll to activate my brain because I can get very drowsy. I could be very like groggy in the morning and it just kind of helps wake my brain up a little bit. And then Lauren says, oh my God, to this is so on point. I'm realizing that about myself too. Absolutely. I haven't really taken a break, but I don't go on social media the first 2 hours of the day. I love that. I love that, Nana. I love that. That's amazing. I've been off since Friday morning and on accident on Friday, I felt like that was God's way of making me make some changes, disconnect what's not necessary for me to focus on. Absolutely. Hi, Phoebe. How are you? Exactly. We can get so distracted with, you know, so many opinions. And like I was saying before, depending on what we focus on and depending on who we tune into can be our reality. I don't know if Percy is on here, but Percy and I watch a similar content creator where I love her content, but I don't always agree with her opinion. But if I were to agree with her opinion, I would think that Black men hated Black women. And I know that that's a loaded topic. We're not going to get into it today. I do think that some of her points are very, very valid in our community, but that's not my reality. That's not what I see. You know, that's not my personal experience because I am with a Black man. It's not my personal experience because every man in my family is with a Black woman, and I haven't seen too many interracial relationships in my family, which there's nothing wrong with that in my personal opinion. To each their own, you love who you love. That's none of my business. I just know for me. But if we take on too many opinions, right, or if we don't form our own, it's okay to say, even with me, like, oh, I see your point. I disagree. You know, that's not my reality, or that's not what I experience, you know, like even with the conversations, like petty conversation about like who eats first or who comes first in a man's life, just like a whole lot of stuff that we may chime in on or see, or just, and it's a whole bunch of fluff, because it doesn't matter at the end of the day, right? When we put, and I find myself doing it, you know, commenting on things on social media. And it's just like, at the end of the day, none of that matters, right? Because all that matters is our reality, what we see, feel, hear from ourselves, God, and our little bubbles of life. But we can get on the internet and go into these little spaces where we have to be very, very careful, because somebody else's opinion can become our reality if we allow it to. Or we can say, I see your point. I hear it. That's a great, you know, point of view. And that point of view may be honest for a segment of people, but that's not my experience, or that's not my reality. And I sometimes think that we may have a hard time disconnecting from everybody else's stuff and everybody else's opinions and everybody else's world, and really like shut all that down and focus on ourselves, focus on what God has for us, focus on what we want for ourselves. Because if I listen to a lot of people's opinions that I actually follow and actually watch, I'd be a miserable person, because nothing I had would be enough, because they have nicer things than I have at times, not all the time, but at times they may have nicer things, or their experience in life has caused them to have a different mindset than I have, you know? So, Angie says, yes, oh my God, I have a similar situation where I watch somebody, I could understand their stance and I respect their opinion, but I didn't have the same experiences as them. Exactly. And I think that that's very crucial for us to really take heed of, is it's okay to hear people's perspectives, listen to people's opinions, but adopting them and catching them as our own and making them our own experiences and perspectives is very dangerous. Because as much as I enjoy that YouTuber, as much as I respect that YouTuber, and I really love her opinions and how she articulates herself, if I were to adopt that opinion and make it my experience, which has never been my experience personally, and everybody has a different point of view from versus where they live and their outcome, but your perception, what you see, hear, and think is really your reality. That's why they say, when it comes to making money, when it comes to how we allow people to come in our lives, when it comes to love, our realities make up, our perception, not the world's perception, because I hate that saying that perception is reality. No, your perception is reality. So if you perceive life as shitty, excuse my language in the morning, it will be shitty. If you perceive life as beautiful, even with all the jacked up things going on, then you will have beautiful experiences. If you see yourself as broke, even in the times where you don't have money, because broke is a mindset, it's not how much money you have. If you deem yourself as broke, you will have broke experiences. If you see yourself as rich and full, no matter what's in your bank account, you will have rich and full experiences. If you say, there are no more men on this planet, every man is this, 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 and this, and men suck, they're trash, then that will be your experience, because you're only going to see that. And I'll give you guys a perfect example. Back this summer, and I actually did an interview with her, so I'm super excited. I hired a relationship coach, Spicy or Marie. And the reason why I hired. Okay. No, sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on today. Sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on today, but I'm back. Hope you guys can just see it. I always hope you guys can hear me. But anyways, I interviewed Spicy Marie, and she was my relationship coach. And one thing I kept trying to figure out, I was like, I know I'm a great woman. I know I meet great guys, but what is going on? And so through my relationship coaching, which I think that if anybody has issues in that area, it's something to probably invest